One of the most fundamental sugyas in the entire Masechta is the heter, the allowance of Meleches Halchol Nefesh on Yontif. And already it's something that hopefully you touched on, the sugya and Daf Beis and Mabeis, the Tosas to Ramaska Vahaya, and certainly the Tosas and Daf Gimel Maralef to Ramaska Zera, that what exactly is the basis of this heter? Why the fundamental difference between Meleches Shabbos as opposed to Meleches Yontif? One could use many, many different sugyas as a starting point, but let me begin with something that I hope is familiar, the sugya and Daf Beis and Mabeis. Here the Gemara discusses not directly the Isra Malacha, but the Gemara discusses Hachana Daraba. The Gemara is explicit, Hachana Daraba is indeed a din Daraisa. The Gemara Daf Gimel with Beis will apply Sveika Daraisa L'chumra to Hachana Daraba. And Tosus raises a very, very simple question this year. When you have a case of Yontif that falls out on a Friday, the Sugyan Daf Kezvav, Erev Tavshilin, how exactly is that possible? After all, if it's really forbidden to do malacha or to do hachana from a yontif to a Shabbos, in such a case, the device, the tool of Erev Tavshilin, a takana drabanan, cannot be matir in Isser Daraisa. It must be that min haTorah this is mutter, even without an Erev Tavshilin. And the question then is, the Sugyat Tezvav, why even is Erev Tavshilin necessary? Because Midaraisa, indeed, it must be mutter in some shape or form to do malacha from a yontif to a Shabbos. So that's Tosus's question. If indeed Hachana Darabba is a din daraisa, so how is it that somehow we circumvent Hachana Darabba in a case of a yontif that falls out on Erev Shabbos? Tosus does not reference directly the Sugyim Psachim and Daf Memvav Mebeis. It's fascinating to look at the Tosus, to look at that sugya, and to see the differences and the similarities between the Tosus and the Gemara. The Gemara seems to raise this issue. The Gemara writes that how is it possible to do malacha from a yontif to a Shabbos? It cannot be al yedei erev tavshilin, because that would be an example of akiras davim in haTorah bekum vesei. So therefore, there must be another basis too. Why is it that Tosus is different from that sugya? Very, very clearly. The sugya is talking about doing malacha on yontif for Shabbos. Tosus is not referring to asiyas hamalacha. Tosus is referring to hachana deraba. And therefore, that's the lumdus that requires significant diyun. Is that the same question? Is that a different question? What exactly is it that Tosus is bothered by that is not covered by the Gemara? But let's very simply start. The sugyim sachem adaf memvav medbeiz. What is the basis of doing malacha? Cooking something on yontif for Shabbos. The Gemara has two possibilities. Machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista. Rabba tells us a very, very great chiddush that there is a principle of hovil, that look, you're cooking right now, that's true, on yontif. But you know what? If guests were to go ahead and come, you would be able to provide them with this food on yontif itself. And therefore, hovil v'ik l'archim chazileh, hashtanami chazileh. If guests were to go ahead and come, you would feed them this food right now here on Yontif. We are going to view that as malacha on Yontif for Yontif. You know what? You're going to use everything else on the next day, on Shabbos. That's true. But Mikar Hadin, what's going to justify is, we will call this malacha Halchol Nefesh based on the principle of Hovil. Wow, such a chiddush of the Gemara. In a word, what is the chiddush of Rabba when it comes to Hovil? You know what the answer is? I ignore Kavanas HaGavra. I ignore Kavanas HaGavra. I ask a person, why are you cooking right here and now? The person is going to be dead honest with me. He'll tell me, you know why? Because tonight I'm having a party. And tonight is Chol. And I'm cooking on Yontif for Chol. Of course, that indeed should be forbidden. No, Rabbi says that, you know what? We'll view it as though you're cooking on Yontif for Yontif, ignoring Kavanas HaGavra. And Rabbi tells us a very great Kiddush. If this is true when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, if tonight is Shabbos, that should also be true if tonight is Chol. If Chol works, it works. And the Gemara tells us, incredible, according to Rabbah, Ha'ofem Yontif L'Chol, Ein Oloke. A person cooks on Yontif for the express purpose of Chol. There is no Malkus Daraisa, based on the principle of Ho'il. That's something that sounds so stunning. It's not only true if tonight is Shabbos. But Mikra Dendarais, even if tonight would be Chol, in such a case, Ha'ofem Yontif L'Chol, Eino Loke. Well, Tosas immediately points out that to apply the principle of Hoel, it must be that there's ample time in the day to go ahead and to utilize the food on Yantif itself. And if that's not the case, a person were to do malacha, samach l'chashecha, on Yantif, even if tonight is Shabbos, that would be forbidden in HaTorah, and your Erev Tavshilin is not going to help. It's not going to help. You can't get beyond the step one of how is it that we justify the malacha. That's the opening Magen Avram in the Siman of Erev Tavshilin, Tavkuf Chav Zayin. Make sure that the malacha that you do is done early enough in the day that you are going to be able to utilize it on Yantif itself, because if not, your Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you at all. That is the principle of Rabba Halacha of Hoil. And Tosus and our Gemara states a very great Kiddush Beis and Beis. Just like the Gemara says that Ho will justify Asiyah Samalacha, Tosus writes a Kiddush Nifla. And that is that Hoil will also explain how it is that we circumvent Hachana Darabba. And that you have to work on. Now, is that the same issue, a different issue? But that's the great Kiddush Tosus. Just as the Gemara says, Amsachim Adaf Mevav, that Hoel will satisfy this Malacha, Tosa says it also is going to satisfy any problem of Hachana Darabba itself. And when you look at that sugya, Psachanat Memvav, Rav Chista says, absolutely not, absolutely. You ignore Kavana Sagavra. I'm cooking Anyanta for Yanta. That's called Melechas El Chonefesh. I'm cooking Anyanta for Chol. You tell me that that's called Melechas El Chonefesh. How can that possibly be? How can you ignore the Kavanah Sagavra? A person tells you, I'm cooking now for tonight. And therefore, Ha'ofim Yantif L'chol, Loke. According to Achista, there's Malkus Daraisa. There's Malkus Daraisa. How can it be otherwise? If that really is true, so how do you justify then doing Malacha and Yantif for Shabbos? If you don't subscribe to Hol, how does that work? The Gemara says, Rav Chista has another opinion, and that is Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantiv. You know what? One is allowed to. You're allowed to do Malacha on a Yantiv for a Shabbos. Not that we're going to justify, construe this as Malacha on Yantiv for Yantiv. You're doing it on the purpose of Yantiv for Shabbos, and that is allowed. Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantiv. If you'll do it L'Tzarech Chol, there's Malkus Daraisa. But if you do it L'Tzarech Shabbos, that is considered to be, okay, that's a very fundamental machlokes. Rabba Rav Chista, whether you subscribe to Hoel, or whether you subscribe to the principle of Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantiv. What is the Chiddush of Rav Chista to say indeed that that's true? Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantiv. Rashi writes a stunning Chiddush, Psachim Adaf Mevav, and that is Rav Chista is of the opinion, Shabbos and Yantiv is Kedusha Achas. Is Kedusha Achas. Wow. We're going to get there. The Sugya Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, Daf Yud Zayin. Already Rashi writes, that's the Shita of Rav Chista. Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif means that, what do you mean? Yantif is on Friday and then there's Shabbos. We view that as Kedusha Achas. You know what you see according to Rashi, a stunning Kiddush? That Kedusha Achas of Shabbos Yantif is a Chomer Akula. It's a Kula Daraisa. Whoa, a Kula Daraisa. There should be an Issa Daraisa to do Malacha on Yantif for Shabbos. Why is that possible? Rav Chista says, Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantiv. Rashi writes that means Kedushachas. Kedushachas is a Kula Daraisa. A Kula Daraisa. Why do I stress this? Hopefully you'll get there soon. No, Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, maybe Shabbos Yantiv is Kedushachas. You know what the Miri writes? Kedushachas. Shabbos Yantiv is really Kedushachas. You know what the Miri writes? Shabbos Yantiv, Kedushachas, is a Chumre Drabanan. A Chumre Drabanan. No de bezeh, sura bezeh. We're machmer drabanan to treat Shabbos Yantiv as Kedushachas, not mikra hadin daraisa. Wow. The Miri writes, Kedushachas is a chumra drabanan, and you see according to Rashi, Psachan Ef Menvav, it's a kula daraisa. A kula daraisa. This is what justifies doing malacha midaraisa anyantiv for Shabbos. Wow. So if that really is true, what right do I have, aside from Erev Tavshilin, to do malacha from a Yantav to a Shabbos, according to Rab, the principle is Hoel, and according to Rav Chista, no, that's not true. Tzarche Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantav, and a whole list of nafgaminas between Rab and Rav Chista. We mentioned one, Ofim Yantav Lachol, according to Rab, in Loka, according to Rav Chista, Loka. We mentioned another, the Tosas writes there, the Tosas writes on Shabbos. Hoel means that you have to have ample time in the day, indeed that's true. Maybe there's a third nafgamina, the Tosas and Beit Sandav, Beis and Mabeis, Afilu Lididan. What's the Chiddush of Chachma Shlomo in those two words? Afilu Lididan. If you're relying on Hoil, there really has to be the possibility of Hoil, meaning that there's a possibility, or maybe even a likelihood, that guests are going ahead and come. If that's not the case, you're not going to be covered, according to Rabbah. Hoil means a chiddush. The Chacham Shlomo interprets the Tosfos mean that, you know, that is the reality that I'm cooking now, but guests indeed will come and I can serve this food to them already on the day of Yom Tov itself. There are many more nafkaminas, the Sugyat Daf Chafei and beyond, but that's critical. Rabbi and Rav Chisda. I'll ask you the following. What exactly is the machlokis between Rabbi and Rav Chisda? Hoil, as opposed to Tzarkei Shabbos Nas and Yom Tov? And I'll ask you this question. Rabba holds of Hoil, and Rav Chisda says, Tzarkei Shabbos Nas and Biyantiv. That means that Rav Chisda disagrees with Hoil, and the Ramban already points out that Rabba disagrees with Kedusha Achas. Is there any relationship between these two issues? Hoil and Kedusha Achas. Hoil and Kedusha Achas. Well, you see from the Gemara, the Ramban points out in Mochamos that Rabba agrees with Hoil, and he disagrees with Kedusha Achas. And you see that Rav Chisda holds Kedusha Achas and he disagrees with Hoel. That's true, I see that. They argue on two different points, Hoel and Kedusha Achas. Is there any link? Is there any link between those two cases? Or maybe no, they're two distinct issues. And it so happens that Rabba maintains Hoel in Shabbos Yantif, Yishtei Kedushos. And Rav Chisda disagrees and says Kedusha Achas. Realize how important it is if that's the machlokes, because if Rav Chisda maintains Shabbos Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas, you know what that's going to mean? That we don't paskin like Rav Chisda. No? Oh, that's the machamos. Because we paskin Shabbos Yom Tov Shtei Kedushas. So if the whole basis of Rav Chisda, of Tzarkei Shabbos Nasan B'Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas, we're not going to paskin that way. So that's the chiddush of the machamos, according to Rashi. We should not paskin like Rav Chisda because we paskin Shabbos Yom Tov is indeed Shtei Kedushos. Wow. We would have to paskin like Rabba. Do we paskin like Rabba? Oh, the chiddush of Balamor. The Balamor writes, isn't there a sugya later based on the Chaf Aleph? A mezamnin esanachri. You can't invite the non-Jew to your home on Yantiv. What exactly is the problem? You're engaging in melechas socha nefesh. And if this non-Jewish family is coming, you know what? I'm afraid. Shemayarba bishvilo. I'll do abundant melechos in order to accommodate the non-Jew, and that's not allowed. Hu levado yesa lachem means lachem, but lachem velo la'akum. So as a gzeira d'rabanan, atu, doing malacha for an akum, ein mezamnin. Oh, the Balamah writes the following. What happened to the principle of Hoel? A person goes ahead and he has a non-Jewish family coming to his home, and he goes ahead and cooks anyanta for the non-Jewish family. Yeah, but it's covered midaraisa by Hoel. It's covered by Hoel. Hoel allows me to cook today for tomorrow. Now, certainly I can cook today for today. And therefore, it's covered midaraisa by Hoel. And if it's covered midaraisa by Hoel, that means even if I'm marba barach, that's only nisr drabana. And a mezamnim should be now a gzera the gzera. Ooh, beitzadach gimel. No? You know what the Balamor writes? Ooh, you see that we reject Rabba. We don't hold of Hoel. Because if you hold of Hoel, then how do you navigate that Sugya of Chaf Aleph of Ein Mezamnim? So realize this is a critical issue, whether we subscribe to Hoel, or whether you hold Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, and the machlokis between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. What exactly is the basis of this machlokis? And I would say the basis of both issues, whether Shabbos Yantif is Kedusha Achas, and whether you subscribe to Hoel. What is the basis of the heter of Melechus Ocho Nefesh? On Shabbos, obviously not. On Yantif, yes. Why is it that Melechus Ocho Nefesh is indeed mutter? You know, when something is mutter, I can tell you it's mutter for one of three reasons. One reason, that's the most basic, the most simple answer. You know why something is mutter? Because in no shape or form is there any issur. There's no tension. There's no struggle. There's no tension. Most things that are mutter, they're mutter. Now, there's no issur whatsoever. There's no issur at all. Okay? That's straight. And then you have complicated sugyas. Yuma daf av, Sanhedrin daf yud beis, where something typically would be issur. But you know what? There's an override.
Under typical conditions, of course, this is aser.
But there's some other competing factor that could possibly override. And that's the chiddush that the Gemara says. An override can take one of two forms. An override can be duchuya, or an override can be hutra. Oh. That means that the starting point is that there is a problem that has to be solved. The problem is there is indeed a malacha. And you know what? But somehow there's a competing factor that overrides. And you know what? An override can be hutra. An override can be duchuya. You know, typically speaking, a carbon is not brought betumah. But you know what? If the tzibur is tamei, the tzibur is tamei, yumadav av, senherndav yod beis, you know what? We'll allow the carbon to be brought because the carbon will override this Rav Tuma. Oh, the Gemara raises the following issue. Is that called Hutra or is that called Duchuya? For my nafkamina, the bottom line is that the carbon seaward is Baba Tuma. Is there a difference in Hutra and Duchuya? The Gemara Sandaf Yad Beis has an incredible, incredible nafkamina. No? You know what? We see B'nai Yisrael is Tameh. And by the time Pesach arrives, that is going to be a problem. You know, but I can solve that problem. I'll buy time. How do you buy time? You know what? Let the Sanhedrin add another month, a Shana Muberes, and that will buy time. And therefore, when Pesach arrives, everyone could indeed be Tahar. So the Gemara says the extreme possibilities. If you hold that Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibur, you must add another month. You have to do your due diligence. You have to solve that problem. If you can't solve the problem, you're right. A is Docha B. But the starting point is you have to solve the problem. Can we solve the problem? Yeah, Shana Muberes will solve that problem. And therefore, Bezin is obligated too, because Tuma is only Duchuya, Duchuya B'tzibur. Rashi uses the phrase, Yumadavav, Bekoshi, Bekoshi Hutra. When push comes to shove, you know what? We're faced with a clash. Something has to give, but we have to do everything we can to avoid that conflict. We can avoid the conflict. And if you hold that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, the Gemara says the other extreme, the Sanhedrin, is not allowed to add an extra month. Ibur Hashon is only the Tzorech. What problem are we solving? You're problem solving a Hutra problem. Hutra. There, that's called Shalol Tzorech. So that's like incredible. The Gemara already explains that if something is Dechuya, you know what? That's only in a case where it's Push comes to shove. You have no choice. Something has to give. A will take preference over B. But avoid that conflict. If you hold Hutra, Hutra is even in a case where it's Efshar. Efshar l'kayim shneyim. That's clear. That's Yumadaf Av, Sehendaf Yad Beis. Ah, that's the difference between Hutra as opposed to cases of the Dechuya. Let me ask you the following. We know that Ochol Nefesh is Mut. Why is Ochol Nefesh Mutar on Yantiv? So I'll tell you explicit in Rishonim, there are three possibilities. Exactly those three possibilities. One possibility is that, you know what? Meleches Ochol Nefesh was never forbidden. Never forbidden. That is not part of the Hagdara of Melech on Yantiv. It was never forbidden. Another possibility is, no, of course it's forbidden. That's the starting point. There's a commonality between Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Yantiv, but there's an override. You know what that override is? Simchas Yantiv. Ochol Nefesh is Doche. And if indeed that's true, there's an override, now I have two forms. Maybe the override is Dechuya. Maybe the override is Hutra. We'll see Mefurish and Rishonim. There are three different shitas as far as the heter of Meleches Ochol Nefesh. Maybe it was never Aser at all. That's what we call a Davar Hayatzim in Haklal. When the Torah forbids Melech on Yantiv, a built-in exception was Melech HaSelch HaNefesh. That's the language of Ramban. Or maybe arguing that, no, that's not true, of course. There is an Isser, but nonetheless, there's an override. Simchas Yantiv is Doche, is Matir, Hutra and Dechuya. So I would start out as follows, that you know what? Well, I know a difference in Hutra and Dechuya, and that's whether it's Efshar, Yefshar, L'Kayim, Shneim. What role does Efshar or E-Efshar L'Kayim Shneim have when it comes to Meleches Ochol Yantiv? If this Meleches Ochol Yantiv could have been done before Yantiv, how relevant? How relevant is that? Oh, so the Tosfos and Daf, Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos writes the following. Is there a Gemara
that says that, yes, of course, you have to factor in whether it was Efsher or E-Efsher Nibal Yom. Is there such a Gemara? Tells us absolutely yes. There's a Gemara on Beis HaNafcha Ches. And that's the case of Hashchazas Hasakin. Sharpening a knife for the purpose of Shechita. Rabbi Yehuda says that would be a lot on Yantiv. Hashchazas Hasakin can be done. After all, you're sharpening for the purpose. For the purpose of Shechita. For the purpose of Ochal Nefesh. But Rabbi Yehuda says the following. You know what? Wait a second. Is that Efsher? Is that E-Efsher Mibon Yom? Could you have sharpened the knife before Yantiv? Some Mefurish in Gemara. Dav Chavches. Well, that really depends. What happened exactly? If the knife was nicked before Yantiv began, if the knife was dull before Yantiv began, you know, of course it was Efsher Mibon Yom. You should have engaged Hashchazas Hasakin already on Chol. Let's assume, for example, I do a Maisa Shechita on Yantiv, which is Malachas El Chanefesh, and by doing so, I hit a bone, and all of a sudden, the knife became nicked. Efshim Bibod Yom. And Erev Yantiv, the knife was intact. This just happened. So if it just happened, it's Efshim Bibod Yom. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. So if the knife became impaired on Yantiv, Hashchazas Hasakin is Mutter. If not, then not. So black and white, you see that you have to factor in whether Efsher or Efsher, Mibod Yom. I will tell you, that is reminiscent of Duchuya. Duchuya means Efsher or Efsher, Lakayim Shneyem. But what's the obvious difference? Whoa, the Tosas Nav Gemon Aleph. That's not Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Hashchazas Sasakin is not Meleches Ochel Nefesh. That's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. That's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. We're going to have to spend a lot of time. Where do you draw the line? What is called Ochel Nefesh? What is called Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? Not at all simple. Maybe one would argue, Ochel Nefesh means the Tikkun Ochel. You're cooking the food. I understand. Oh, that's called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Here, what do you mean? You are rectifying the knife in order to do Shechita. The Chefta Shomalach is the Sakin. It's not the Ochel. But that's not going to fit. The Masechta. I'll have to see. Is that really the difference between Ochel Nefesh as opposed to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? Whether it's Tikkun Ochel, whether it's Chefzesh Ochel, the Ramban points out in Daf Yud Gimel that it's Mefurish and Gemara carrying a knife. Carrying a knife for the purpose of Shechita is called Ochel Nefesh. Why is Holacha Sasakin carrying a knife Ochel Nefesh and Hashchazas Sasakin is called Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? Oh, all my beautiful Hagdaras. It all sounds great until you see the Ramban. The Ramban writes, no. Carrying a knife to the animal to do shechita is called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Well, what do you mean? That carrying the knife is not Chefter Shalokel? It's not Tikkun Ochel? But the Gemara calls that Ochel Nefesh. So, all right, we'll have to wait for that. No? What's the difference in Ochel Nefesh as opposed to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? But that's Mefurish, Beitzadav Chavches, that Hashchazas Hasakin is only mutter on Yantiv was Efsher Mibon Yom. If it's Efsher, it's also. Oh, so you see there's a difference. So Tosos writes, no. That's only true when it comes to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. But not when it comes to Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yantiv even if it was Efsher Mibon Yom. Specifically when it comes to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, that's not the case. And guess what? Rashi seems to disagree. Rashi and Daf Chav Gimel is bothered by the following. A Mishnah Mufreshes that one cannot go ahead and in sudden dagin min habivara beyantiv. You cannot go ahead and catch your fish on Yantiv. Why not? Why is catching a fish, that act of tzeda, why is that different from shechita? You go ahead and do shechita, that means that, you know what, now it's ready in order to prepare as food. And what's the difference in catching a fish as opposed to being shochet the behema? What's the difference? Maybe one could think of many differences, but Rashi writes the following, that shechita is efsher mibon yom, because at least in those times, you would shech the animal well in advance, the animal would start to decay. And therefore, doing shechita in advance is really not an option. That's called efsher mibon yom. Tzeda? Why can't you confine the animal before Yantiv? You have fish that you want to use. Seida means that you're going to confine the animal. You're going to pen it in a closed area of water. You have to do that on Yantiv. You can't do that before Yantiv. So Rashi writes the following Chiddush. It's not a difference between Seda and Shechita per se. The difference is that Shechita is Efshe Mibad Yom, and Seda is Efshe Mibad Yom. And guess what? Even when it comes to Meleches Ochal Nefesh, that's a critical factor, whether Efshe or Efshe Mibad Yom. The Ran points out Pashav Shat, Afi Beis, and Dapi Rif, that according to Rashi, that's a Din Daraisa. A Din Daraisa, not just a Chomer Derabanan. A Din Daraisa. That Meleches Ochal Nefesh is only Mutter if it is Efshe Mibad Yom. What the Gemara says regarding Machshiri Ochal Nefesh, Alibi Derabi Huda, is true of the Chuli Amo when it comes to Ochonefesh. A difference between Efshe and Efshe Mibad Yom. And Utosus, Daf Gimel Adaf disagrees. The Ran disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. When it comes to Machshiri Ochonefesh, that's a Gemara, that's clear. If Machshir Nefesh Mutter, it's only in the case of Efshe Mibad Yom. When it comes to Ochonefesh, what do you mean? That's Mutter, even if. Why would I say indeed that that's true? Host, the Ran writes the following. Because Meleches Ochal Nefesh Anyantif is Hutra. Meleches Ochal Nefesh Anyantif is Hutra. The Ran Daf Testament Beis and Daf Yerif. And when it comes to Hutra, Hutra applies even if it is Efshe Mibad Yom. Efshe Mibad Yom. And Rashi Shita is not that way. Rashi Shita is not that way. You know, you'll go through the Masechta, you'll see several comments of Rashi, all within the Shita. Now, the Gemara discusses, for example, Daf Testament Aleph. Baking chal anyantif. Rashi makes almost, sounds like an innocent comment, because the person is desirous of paschama. The person really likes fresh baked hot bread. You know, like, Rashi's just telling us his personal proclivity. He happens to like hot bread. No. You have to be able to explain any malacha that the Gemara is going to tell us, whether it's Daftes or Dafidalid. No. That why was that Efshe Mibad Yom. Of course, you can have a challah that was baked days ago, but you know what? Fresh, huh? Piping bread. You know what? That Rashi already writes means that it's not exactly Efshe Mibad Yom. You'll see such small comments that Rashi makes when it comes to cases of malacha. You'll see the same thing on Yudalad and Aleph when it comes to cases of Tochein. Because Rashi is going to explain that Ochal Nefesh is Mutar Yantav only if it is Efshe Mibad Yom. And what happens if it's Mefik Tama? What happens? I could make it, but the taste is significantly different. Where do I draw the line? What is Efshe? But that's all Rashi Shita. Realize that Meleches Ochal Nefesh is only Mutter indeed if it is Efshe Mibad Yom. Wow, the Mechaber quotes this Chumra, Tav Tzari Hei. A person should only engage in Melech HaNyantif if it's Efshe Mibad Yom, even if it's Meleches Ochal Nefesh. Rashi Shita and Pashav Shan Rashi, wow, is a din daraisa. So you already see a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and the Ran, whether Meleches Ochal Nefesh is Hutra, whether it's Dukhliya. Pashav Shan Rashi Shita Dukhliya, only if it's Efshe Mibad Yom. And the Ran Shita certainly is not true, and the Ran is Mefurish, because it's Hutra. Mefurish, because it's Hutra. In fact, that's the Ran in the Sugya and Daf Yitzayin, where the Ran writes such a magnificent chiddush. You know what the Gemara says, Daf Yud Zayin Aleph? Mamale Isha Kedera Achas Basa. A woman is cooking anyantif, and that's called Meleches Ochal Nefesh. Once she's cooking, we'll have to go through the details. Details are very careful. You can cook in excess. Because I'm not doing any additional malachos. All I'm doing is ribui b'shiurim, marbe b'shiurim. You know what? I have two pieces of meat. One piece of meat is sufficient for yantif, but I'm cooking anyway. So why can't I take a larger piece of meat and put it in the pot? That will give me ample food even for chol. Oh, so the Gemara says something stunning, that it's mutar l'chatchila. To be marbe b'shiurim when it comes to yantif. Marame mali isha k'rei achas basar. You know what the Ran is bothered by? Tesla days, Daf Yerith, Gemara Menachos, and Daf Samach Dalet. Marbe b'shiurim when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa. The Ran writes it's explicit in Gemara. You know what, a person is a Chover. And the doctor says it's essential that this person have two pieces of fruit. I don't have fruit. You know, but I look outside. You know, I have a tree. And the tree is laden with fruit? Okay, okay. You know what the problem is? He needs two. I eyeball that tree. No? There's a one and a one and a three. One branch has one branch has one, other branch has three. So imagine, a deal in the Gemara, what's better? Is it better to take the one and the one, or is it better to take the three? What's the one and the one? I'm doing a new malach of kotzer. What's the three? I'm being marbe b'shiurim. I only need two and I'm getting three. Imagine a safek in Gemara. Is it better to be marbe b'shiurim or to be marbe b'malacha? The Ranz Mefurish, the Testament Beis. Well, if marbe b'shiurim is a din d'rabanan, that's the safek of the Gemara. Isn't marbe b'malacha din d'araisa? I'm doing an extra malacha. So the Ran writes, it's clear. Marbe b'malacha is an issa d'araisa, marbe b'shiurim is an issa d'araisa. Oh. The Gemara concludes, if that's the case, a one and a one and a three, you're right, it's better to cut the three than a one and the one. It's better to marbe b'shiurim than it is to marbe b'malacha. The Ran writes, it's clear. But marbe b'shiurim is aser. Let's say I would go outside and I have a branch that has two and a three. Of course you take the two, no? The only dilemma is you have a one and a one and a three. If I would have a two and a three, of course take the two. What do you mean? You should be allowed the chadchila to take the three. No? Marbe b'shiurim is mutter. Beis Adaf Yazayin. So why is it that marbe b'shiurim on Yantif is mutter l'chadchila and on Shabbos it's an Isser? It's an Isser d'arais. How is that possible? Wow. So one can imagine many, many different terutzim. I will tell you the terutz that gives us the most homework is the terutz of Rosh Sameach Perek Yerchesef of Shabbos, where the Rosh Sameach writes, you have to analyze every malacha separately. Wow, that's a lot of work. Every malacha separately. The lametes malachos. Maybe in malacha A, marbishun is aser. Maybe in malacha B, marbishun is mutter. Who says you compare one malacha to another malacha? Maybe the difference is between bishul as opposed to kotzer. Maybe in bishul, marbishun is mutter, and in kotzer it's nisa daraisa. Wow. And bahashar zil gemar. Now you have to work on every malacha. Every malacha. When is Marbe Shur Mutter? When is Marbe Shur Nasser? When is Nisad Raisa Rabbanan? That's a lot of work. The Ran solves us from some of that work. You know what the Ran writes? There's a difference between Ochel Nefesh and Yantif as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh. What's the yisod of Marbe Bishurin? Marbe Bishurin? If something is Aser and it's only Duchuya, then it's Nisad Raisa to Marbe Bishurin. Just like Duchui is only if it's Yef Shalakayim Shneim, a corollary to Yef Shalakayim Shneim is Ribu B'Shiurim. Only do that which is essential. If you could do it before, it's not essential. If this is all you need, it's not essential. B'Koshi Hutra. And therefore the Ran's stunning Chidushim, Pikuach Nefesh is Duchuya. Ocha Nefesh is Hutra. Oh, and that's the difference in terms of Marbe Shurim. That's something which is stunning. The Hagdara of the Ran is stunning. And the application of the Ran is stunning. Pikuach Nefesh is Duchui, Ocha Nefesh is Sutra. One could agree with the Lamedus of the Ran and disagree with the application. Maybe Ocha Nefesh is only Duchuya. Maybe Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Sutra. But that's the Chiddush of the Ran. But that's the Ran Lashitase. The Ran who maintains that Marbe Shurim and Ochel Nefesh is Mutlachim because it is Hutra. And the Ram Lashitase, that assumes that there's no difference when it comes to Ochel Nefesh between Efshin and Efshin Ibadyom. You ready? And now I'll tell you a third Ram. Our Tosus and Daf Gimel quotes Yerushalmi. You know what? You have to draw the line someplace. Know that certain malachas are called Ochel Nefesh. And certain malachas are so far removed that they're not called malachas Ochel Nefesh. That's why our Gemara has Rabbi Yosef, Gzeira, Shemiyah Levi Yitlosh. No? What do you mean? Why isn't that called Melech HaSelcha Nefesh? Oh, so Tosa says, coats are not. Oh, but Afia, yes. Where do you draw the line? Oh, Tosa quotes Yerushalmi. No? Ushmartan HaSamatzitz. Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. Yerushalmi. Lisha Ve'elech. Ah, that's called Melech HaSelcha Nefesh. Kodem Lisha, then not. Oh, so you know what? These malachas yes, these malachas no. I'll ask you a heavy issue, no? That distinction in Yerushalmi, that before Lisha, Aser, after Lisha, is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That Yerushalmi, is that a din d'araisa, a din d'rabbanan? You know what I'll tell you? Umachlokes l'shitose, the Ran and the Ramban. The Ramban writes that Yerushalmi is a din d'oraisa. And the Ran, that Yerushalmi is only a din d'rabbanan. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Wow. That's only a din d'rabbanan. The Ran, there's certain malachos that typically you do when you prepare food. There's certain malachos you typically don't do when you're preparing the next meal. No? You're preparing the next meal. You harvest? You harvest for the next meal. You harvest for the next meal. Your coat's there for the next meal. But the Ran's mafurish, that's a din d'rabbanan. That's a din d'rabbanan. You know what I would tell you? That fits in very well with Shitas. The Ran's shita is that there are malachos that are asinyantiv, but ochanefesh is matir. Ochanefesh is matir. If ochanefesh is matir, this is a malach, but ochanefesh is matir. There's an override. So if it's matir this malacha, why can't it not be matir that malacha? Oh, the answer is you know what? Oh, there's a difference between this malacha, which typically is done for immediate use, and this malacha, which usually is done with a longer time. You know what the Ran writes? All that's only a din d'rabbanan. All that's only a din d'rabbanan. Wow. Because if ochanefesh is matir the malacha, of course, indeed, that should be true, even when it comes to kotzer as well. And therefore, the Ran's chiddush, the mishashli shavelech, is a din. There's a din d'rabbanan, a din d'oraisa. There's more, but I'll tell you, those Rans align. And that's against Rashi Shita. Or Rashi Shita's lechas al chanefesh is something which is dechuya. And therefore, it's a very limited heter, only in a case of yefshele kayim shneim, similar to Rabbi Shita regarding makshir al chanefesh. And the Ran, who would write a beautiful lomdas? Al chanefesh is hutra. What about makshiri al chanefesh? Makshiri al chanefesh is hutra. Machshir el chanefesh is sutra. No, machshir el chanefesh is only duchuya. So machshir el chanefesh chavches. You have to ask yourself, efshir yefshir mi bod yom. But ol chanefesh itself, that's sutra. That's something which is sutra. And now I'll tell you even a further chiddush, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban writes not hutra, not duchuya. That's Ramban in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chaf Gimel. That's Ramban in Sechas Beitza, Daf Yud Gimel, in Daf Ei Harif. And the Ramban elaborates on this Hagdara in the Torah Sa'adam and Inyan HaKohanim, where the Ramban writes, I want to tell you the following. There's certain things that are mutter for the most basic reason, not hutra, not duchuya, but rather adara yotzim and haklal. It was never included in the scope of the Isser at all. And the Ramban writes, stunning, no? Allah Torah and the Mochamos, the Rabban and Torah Sarah gives other examples that Ochanefesh. Why does the Torah tell us on Shabbos Losasa Chomalacha? And why does the Torah tell us the end of Komaleches Avod Losasu? The Hagdara of Malacha Anyantif is only Maleches Avod. Only Maleches Avod is Asura. Maleches Avod as opposed to what? Maleches Avod as opposed to Maleches Asuda. Or to say it differently, Maleches Avod as opposed to Maleches El Chanefesh. That's the Hagdara Daraisa. Malacha Anyantif is only Maleches Avoda. Not Maleches Asuda. Not Maleches El Chanefesh. Maleches El Chanefesh is allowed because it was never included in the body of Malacha at all. That's a Daryatza Menachlav. The Ramban in Torah Sodom writes, he thinks that's true of Yibum and Eshesach. It's not that the mitzvah of Yibum is dolched Isser of Eshesach, but makom Yibum, there is no Isser of Eshesach. And now you have to learn the Sechas Yevamos now and see all the cases where even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, there's still no Isser of Eshesach. Wow, the Rabban is Mufurish. That's Mamash Adabra Yatzim and Aklal. It's not that the Kiyum of Yibum is dolched Arayos, it is not at all. Wow. The Ramban writes, and that's Rashi and Brachos and Daf Chaf, that when the Torah goes out of its way in Parshas Emor and says, a Kohen cannot be Latami Lameis when it comes to Krovim. Lenefesh Leyetu Amav typically. But when it comes to Krovim, Ki Im L'Shera Akaravelo. You know what ki'im means? A built-in exception. A built-in exception, the Ramban writes. Meaning, there's an isser for a kohen to casually matami himself, but there is no isser of tumas kohen when it comes to krovim. And the Rabban writes, that's exactly Rashi. The top of Chaf Med Aleph, Maseches Brachos. That it's not that Avelus is Doche, but much, much more than that. No, it means that there's no Isser of Tumas Koinim at all, but Malkum Krovim. That's the Chiddush that the Rabban writes. Well, and the Ramban has the following. This is not such a simple line in the Ramban. The Gemara is searching in Yavamos for the source of Esed Ochalosase. Why doesn't the Gemara suggest the Ramban writes? This is a difficult one, no? Why doesn't the Gemara suggest that the fact that you can offer a korban on Shabbos is Esed Ochalosase? Why doesn't the Gemara suggest that? The Gemara is looking for Makoros of Esed Ochalosase. So why not argue the korbanos of Shabbos? Musfei Shabbos. That's Esed Ochalosase. So that's what the Ramban writes. That's not Esed Ochalosase. What do you mean? The korbanos of Shabbos are obviously a built-in exclusion to this malacha. It's another powerful of the Ramban. You know what's not so simple about the Ramban? You ready for this? In the sugya of Esed Ochalosase, Yevamos Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, let's derive Esed Ochalosase from the fact that a korban tumin is brought on Shabbos. And what is the Gemara answer? Shekein Tadir. Shekein Tadir. The Ramban says, why doesn't the Gemara mention the korban of Shabbos? The answer is because it's a built-in exclusion. Guess what? The Gemara does suggest that. And then rejects it because Shekein Tadir. Shekein Tadir. No? It's like a pella, no? That's Ramban and Toras Adam. I'll tell you magnificent teretz, no? Rabbi Chanan Kabbalat Sarah Simintes. Take a look carefully around, look at the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha from Karban Tali. Rabbi Chanan writes, the Ramban's referring to a Karban Musaf. Okay, why is there a difference between a Karban Tali and a Karban Musaf? That's Rabbi Chanan writes. Now, what a charifus, no? You know, if I ask you, is a carbon tamid doche Shabbos? Is a carbon tamid doche Shabbos? You know what? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe yes, maybe no. No, I'm going to tell you, not maybe yes, maybe no. It's a gomer. B'moado means you have a carbon which is kavulos, not doche Shabbos. Oh, you're right. It's doche Shabbos. You're right. A drush is chazal, a drush in the gemara, carbon tamid is doche Shabbos. That's true. I'll ask you the following question. Is the carbon musaf of Shabbos doche Shabbos? You know, you'll tell me, I don't know Gemara very well, but how can Musfei Shabbos not be Doche Shabbos? No? You only offer the Korban on Shabbos, no? Can the Musaf of Shabbos conceivably not Doche Shabbos? It wouldn't be absurd to say that maybe a Korban Tumin is brought 6 days a week, not 7 days a week. You'd be wrong, but that wouldn't be absurd. But it would be absurd to say that you don't offer the Musfei Shabbos on Shabbos, no? When does the Torah tell us? No? Obviously on Shabbos. That's the Ramban. That's the Chiddush. The fact that Musfei Shabbos are run on Shabbos is not Esed Ochalosase. No? That's true by definition, by essence. That's a Dabar Yatzem and Aklal. That's like, is Yibam Doche Shesach? That's what Yibam is. No? Of course it's Doche Shesach. Musfei Shabbos, of course it's run on Shabbos. How do you know a carbon tumin is brought on Shabbos? Conceivably, maybe bring it b'chol and don't bring it on Shabbos. You know what the answer is? A dechia. Oh, that's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe you can derive Esed Ochalosase, say, from the carbon tumin of Shabbos. You know what the answer is? No, Shekein Tadir. Musfei Shabbos, that's a Chiddush Ramban. That's something which is built in. Wow, so three shitas. What exactly is the heter? The heter of Ocho Nefesh. Is it as the Ramban writes, a davar yotzem and a klal? This is not within the misgeres hamalacha. This is not part of the hagdara of Malachas Yantiv. Malachas Yantiv is only Malachas Avodah and not Malachas Asud. Or do you argue that no, that these malachos, yes, but there's an override, and the override can take two different forms. An override can take a form of hutra, an override can take a form of dechuya. Wow. And that, throughout the Masechta, is going to be this critical machlokes of Rashi, Dechuya, and Tosas Naran, Hutra, and the Ramban, Adavar Yotzem and Aklal. And all the sugis you go through, you have to go through with all of these three shitas in mind. That's something which is stunning. Hmm. So I'll leave you with the following, and this is what you have to really think about and work through. Does this have anything at all to do with Rav and Rukis? When we began, Pesach and Daf Vav, and the Tosfos and Daf Beis, I'll tell you the following. What is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to Dechiyas Yisrael? What is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to Dechiyas Yisrael? How important is that? I'm doing this because of that. Because of that. How important is that? I've often mentioned to update the Beis Halevi, Shmos Perek Beis. The Beis Halevi is something which is stunning. Take a look at the application of the Beis Halevi. Unusual. Where the Beis Halevi discusses this head on. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. What is the role of Kavanas HaGavra for Pikuach Nefesh being Doche Shabbos? Let me update his mashal. You know, imagine. Your wife is expecting. You know what? Ooh, she goes into labor on Shabbos. You know what? You're going to go a car service. Okay, good. So typically, you know what you'll be told? Let the non-Jewish driver go ahead and take you. We'll get to that. No, Davav. No? The Sugya of Amir Lako. When? Yes. Why not? Okay. What about the following possibility? You know what? I call the car service and I say, do you have a Jewish driver sitting there? You know, the guy says, yeah. That's an unusual request. Usually I get the request on Saturday for the non-Jewish. No, you have a Jewish driver. Jewish. Why a Jewish driver? If you have a Jewish driver there, better, that the Jewish driver should be taking myself and my wife to the hospital, which is Pikuach Nefesh, birth, no? As opposed to taking the next call. The next call's to the game, no? The next call's to the restaurant, no? If he takes the next call, imagine, he's doing thousands of malachos that are forbidden midaraisa. If he's taking us to the hospital, that's Pikuach Nefesh. So send the Jewish driver, okay? Jewish driver comes, where do you want to go? Hospital, Pikuach Nefesh, fine. That's the din of Beis Halevi. When that Jewish driver takes the hassle, is that a mitzvah rabbi pikuach nefesh, or is that chilul Shabbos darais? Meaning what? You and I would never be mechallel Shabbos. We're only being mechallel Shabbos because pikuach nefesh. So it's a mitzvah rabbi. This driver will take you wherever you want to go. His malacha is not at all predicated on the fact that he's doing so for pikuach nefesh. It makes no difference then whether it's the hospital, whether it's the restaurant or across the street from the hospital. It so happens that it's Pikuach Nefesh. The Beis Levi suggests the Chiddush, he thinks that's Chilul Shabbos Darais. Chiddush, no. Because Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, that requires Kavanas HaGavra. I'm doing so for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. The Beis Halevi writes something which is stunning. You ready for this? But take a look inside. You have two Jews who live in Chutz Laretz. That's the Beis Halevi. Two Jews living in Chutz Laretz. You know what? In earlier times, they couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael because there was terrible sakanas drachim. Mamish was a sakana. Tosus. It was a sakana. So guess what? You have two Jews in Chutz Laretz who could not go to Eretz Yisrael because of Sakanas Drachim. You ready for the Beis Halevi? He quotes the Hafla. Jew A, he would do everything he could to be in Eretz Yisrael. But he can't because of Pikuach Nefesh. Jew B, even if there wouldn't be Pikuach Nefesh, he has no desire to be in Eretz Yisrael. If he would have desired, he still would not have been able to go because of Sakanas Drachim. But the Sakanas Drachim had nothing at all to do with his mindset. Nothing at all to do with his consciousness. No? Wow. So the Beis Halevi writes, name of the Afla, something stunning, that for the Jew who would yearn to be there but can't because of Sakana, that's Onus Rachmana Patre. For the Jew who has no desire to go, even though it's a situation of Onus, that's not called Onus. The Onus had nothing at all to do with that. That's pretty heavy, no? The Sugging, Sukhastav Gimel, Poskam Abara. A husband who wanted to return, or the get should not be chal, but the bridge is out, as opposed to a husband who had no desire of returning, even though he couldn't have returned because the bridge was out. No, that's pretty heavy. The Beis Halevi writes, when it comes to Onus Rachana Patre, and when it comes to Dechiyas Yisurim, Kavanas HaGavra plays an incredibly, incredibly important role. You know what I would argue? This I want you to think about. No, we need another shirklovi. No, this, think about it. I would tell you this. If something is a davar yatzah min haklal, it was never aser. It was never aser. You know what I would tell you? The Muska Rishon, Kavanas HaGavra, plays a little role. If you're going to tell me, let's speak about an extreme for a second. Mamish Tuchuya. The Isser is there, but there's an override. The weaker the override, the more the need for Kavanas HaGavra. If you tell me that this is a davar yatzah min haklal, I would tell you that, you know what? The Kavanas HaGavra pales. If the Torah says this is not aser, So I'll tell you as a starting point. The Machlokas Rabin Rav Chisda, what is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to Melechus Soch HaNefesh? A guy is cooking on Yantif Techol, and all of a sudden Rabbi says, no, that's not true. We're going to label this as Melechus Soch HaNefesh. I would tell you, you know what? That the starting point is, I would say, that fits in beautifully with Ramban Shita. Meaning that, you know what? There's certain Melechus that are Aser. Melechus HaSuda is not Aser. If Melechus HaSuda is not Aser, and if Orchim would come, I would give it to him for right here and now, and that is called Melechus HaSuda, and it's not called Melechus Avoda, we can ignore Kavanas HaGavra. If you're telling me, no, these Isurim are applicable even when it comes to Yantif, like on Shabbos. But you know what? The Tzorech of Simchas Yantif is Matir. The Tzorech of Simchas Yantif is Matir when I tell you that I am cooking Yantif L'chol. I'm cooking Shalol Tzorech. I'm cooking the Tzorech Chol. I'm cooking the Tzorech Akum. Then you're going to argue that, then yes. So I'll tell you, that I think is a starting point in terms of Rabin Rav Chisda. What is the Heter of Melechus Soch HaNefesh? And I'll just make one brief comment, and then I have to think about it. What's the other machlokas, Rabin Rav Chisda? Oh, as Rashi says, whether Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas, whether Shabbos Yantif is Shtei Kedushos. What's the basis of that machlokas? Are you chazer the earlier Shirklali? Perches of Ochaz Erevin? That Magid Mishnah? What was the Chiddush of the Magid Mishnah? If you want to label something as Kedush Achas, you know what the starting point has to be? The same Yisurim Olava. That's why the Rambam writes that Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Kedush Achas. However, if that's not true, if it's a different Hagdara of Malacha, a different Hagdara of Malacha is Shtei Kedushos. So you know what I would tell you? Okay, we have to refine. No, you know what I would tell you? It's not at all coincidental, no? That Rabbo, who subscribes to Hoil, that Kavanas HaGavra plays little role because it's a different Hagdar Malachos, Rabbo, Shabbos, Yantavar, Shtei Kedushos. And Rav Chisda says Kavanas HaGavra is so critical because, you know what? Because Shihutra, the Malachos exist. If Malachos exist, so therefore, Tzarchi Shabbos Nasa V'Yantav, because Shabbos Yantav is Kedush Achas. Those seemingly unrelated issues in the Gemara, Tzarchi Shabbos, Hoil, I would tell you, is magnificent l'shitase of Rav and Rav Chisda, and maybe the Haba Hatalia. We'll see the Rambam. The Rambam passes both like Rav and Rav Chisda. We'll have to talk about that, no? But that I would suggest is the possibility in that segment. So this is kind of I don't want to say the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg, no? In terms of understanding the Masechta. Now, what is the Hagdar Baruch HaNefesh? What is the basis of the Heter? We'll see, it's going to affect so many sugyas indeed that you're learning. So now, take another look at that Tosos, Beis Mod Beis, Gimel Mod Aleph, in terms of how we understand the Yesod HaHeter of Melechus Soch HaNefesh, and how similar is it to Machlokas Rabbeinu LaChachamim regarding Machshirei Ochel HaNefesh.